USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital have stepped up patrols in the city a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and cities across the island as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years amid the pandemic. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people and their calls for freedom. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel blamed the unrest on economic hardships from long-standing U.S. embargoes against the regime. Monitors also reported that several social media sites were being blocked by the Cuban authorities after President Díaz-Canel blamed them for the organization of the protests. And President Biden met with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders Monday as a group of Democratic senators work on a massive spending package. Sanders told reporters after the meeting that the package would be larger than $3.5 trillion and could be pushed through Congress with a special budget reconciliation process that could see the bill approved without any Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.